Do we think that jealousy can actually be a good thing? The Baal Shem Tov shares the following story that speaks to that question. Two neighbors lived side by side. One was a Torah scholar that had accumulated so much wealth in his life that he was able to go to the Beit Midrash, the house of study, and learn for hours upon hours and hours. And the other neighbor was a poor farmer. And in his lifetime, he was afraid every single day that he would be unable to put bread on his table. And every morning, these two neighbors would pass by the other, and the poor scholar would look at the farmer with a look of disgust, an egotistical glance, thinking to himself, oh, he's just a farmer. I'm the one who spends my hours and my days in the house of study doing acts of righteousness. He just spends his days out in the fields. And the farmer would look at the Torah scholar, and he would take a deep sigh inward and say to himself, we both hurry every morning, but I hurry to a place where nothing happens, and that man hurries to a place where he's doing mitzvot on a daily basis. I hope to God, I wish to God, that one day I'll be like him. Well, days go by, and months go by, and years go by, and those glances and those deep breaths take place every single day. And finally, for the farmer and the Torah scholar, their years on earth end, and they're both standing before the Beit Din of Angels, ready to hear their fate. And the Torah scholar stands before one angel and expects that, of course, he should be given a declaration of righteousness. But it's quite the opposite. The angel says to the Torah scholar, you may think you spend hours in the Beit Midrash doing acts of righteousness, but your looks over time. Every time you looked at that farmer, it was as if you were adding another sin to the world. And then the farmer, standing before the angel, said, I know what my declaration will be, because all I did was sit in a field all day. But the angel said, no, every single time you took that deep breath inward, that was your moment of spiritual elevation. That was you adding righteousness to this world. And it's such a fascinating story because it teaches us that although the farmer was deeply jealous of the life of the Torah scholar, what are we supposed to learn? That when we look at someone else's life and ask ourselves the question, how can I grow? Then we're actually adding a righteous feeling, an ambiance of righteousness back into this world. I was thinking about that story when I read our parsha, because we see quite the opposite. When Lot and his wife and two of his daughters are leading Sodom because they are the ones that are saved from the violence and the destruction, what happens? They're told not to look back, but Lot's wife does. She looks back behind her, and what happens? She's immediately turned into a pillar of salt. And we have to ask the question, why? And many, many different commentators jump on that question. But the Midrash says that Lot's wife, her deepest characteristic, the one that ate at her soul, was the quality of jealousy. That she was no different than the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so that's why she was turned into a pillar of salt. You see, what happened in Lot's wife's home is that every time someone would knock on the door, when there was a guest standing at her doorway, she would shudder inside. Because she thought to herself, I wonder if the people on the other side of this door, I wonder if they're better than me. I wonder if they have more money. I wonder if they're people of beauty, if they're people of intellect. And if I meet them, then most definitely, I'll feel small. I'll feel insecure. I'll feel less than the people that I'm not even willing to meet. And in the Parsha, what happens is actually angels come to their door. And Lot says, please go get salt. My dear wife, go get salt so that we may start the feast for these angels. And she says, don't be like your uncle Abraham. Don't start a habit of offering yourself to others. What was deeply embedded in her soul? It was that quality of jealousy. And so Lot's wife sinned through salt. And she was punished by salt. For she was revealed as someone who was so afraid to even open the door to a stranger because she was afraid someone might be better than she. And so we learn the deepest lesson from Mishlei, that jealousy in the heart of man is something that rots our bones. And we have to ask ourselves the question, when we look at someone else's lot in life, what are we doing? Are we taking a deep breath inward just like that farmer, hoping to grow, being self-aware, and elevating ourselves to a spiritual plane? Or are we like Lot's wife, letting our actions eat at our hearts, turning our souls into grains of salt? It's my hope and prayer on this Shabbat morning that we learn how to take that deep breath. Certainly, looking inward, allowing ourselves to reach out. Shabbat Shalom.